All right. After the podcast closing jingle, we're going to have an interview with Christopher Titus, who stopped by the studio a little bit earlier today. And we'll leave that on the end so you can listen to that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, it's a love song. Hey, baby.
Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast.
And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Man, that one just makes me feel like summer, and summer's almost over.
Ooh, man, summer is almost over.
It's so crazy, man. I am not a fan of summer being this close. Oh, we have a new gold real quick. There we go. It's pretty great. Yeah, I'm not a fan of summer being almost over because I know what's coming. I know what comes after summer. Fall! And then winter. I love football. I love fall. I love all that kind of stuff. But I just don't want winter, man. Like, I know you guys all love all that kind of stuff, but remember, I am the guy who is allergic to cold.
Here we go.
I know, but I'm just saying. It's not,
You know, I appreciate that, Bubba, but I don't care that you're
I know you guys don't care. I know.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Yeah. I'm glad you broke your arm.
What is that from?
Some old.
I believe it was originally elbow there, D.
You know, right. I think it is elbow. You know what? I'm just going to say it. I'm glad you broke your elbow. It's like this most nerdy kid. It's like in the school.
I do remember. Yeah.
He's like super nerdy. He turns around and he wants to buck up. Dude, he just tells the piece of his mind.
I have been going down the Bigfoot AI.
Oh, gosh. What is this? Bubba sends me things. Half the things, I'm like, I click on it, and I'm like, why am I watching this?
But I send you good things.
You send me fringy things at best.
Okay, that one I sent yesterday, which we're not going to talk about.
Why?
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 You can't.
Because it's so fringe. It's so...
Just stop. You're going to let stuff...
What's it from? ScreamingEaglesOfFreedom.org or something?
I am all about a good conspiracy. I really am. I am all about it. And it's
Bubba sends me things and he prefaces it by, hey, you got a VPN, right?
It never goes well when you start the conversation like that.
No, it always goes well.
It never goes well.
Dude, VPNs are awesome.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
No, I don't have one.
Yeah, it cost me $5 a month.
For what now? Like, I kind of know what it does,
It basically allows you to say that you're living elsewhere.
Online. So people like track your
IP address.
Nice too because if you have like a gambling app or anything like that, and you go to one of those states that doesn't allow you to do your online wagering.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you change it using your VPN, and it's like, oh yeah, you're in friendly territory.
Surely they fix that loophole.
I mean, I don't think they can.
Dude, no, you can still do it.
Trust me, it works.
And how much is that? $5 a month?
Yeah, it's $5 a month.
For what you pay, could I do what you just said? Like the
yes.
Whole?
Yeah, I mean, you only need to win one WNBA bet.
I was going to win. Dude, I won last night. You just bet. Sometimes I've been getting kind of burned lately, but.
Really?
Yeah. I had a method.
Well, but that's the thing. You'll find a trend. You can go on a run for a while, but then the trend will.
I didn't realize. Dude, I was watching the games last night, and I didn't realize there's NFL was on with the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, I knew it was coming up, but for some reason I thought it was next Thursday.
Yeah, I watched the first half.
How was it?
Preseason football. Sloppy.
You know, they're using that new automatic first down thing.
It's so funny to me because people are losing their minds about
it. What do you mean automatic first down?
It's like a sensor in the ball and tells you how close to the line they got so that it's more accurate than the measurement.
You know,
is it only in preseason or are they?
They're going to implement it throughout the season.
They're going to have the guys with the sticks on the side. Like, I mean, that's like dead men walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to be there. Yeah. Halfway through.
Well, the sticks are nice. The sticks are good for fans in the stadium because it's a great way to see, especially now with the new modern digital sticks.
They'll show the replay. They'll show the first down measurement, the digital one. They'll show it up on the scoreboard so you can see it.
Yeah, it looks like a – so last night they had like the ball – oh, they had the line,
yeah,
and then I love they have a little dramatic pause,
mm-hmm.
and then the ball goes bloop,
because then it zooms in,
yeah, and then you go, oh, there, oh,
because that's been prevalent in tennis for a long time, and it's a part of goal line technology in soccer.
Okay, but
so it was just so funny that people were losing their mind. I'm like, that's been very prevalent in other sports
but
for a long time.
But in football, so because the ball is shaped very differently, only a little fragment of the ball needs to cross the line.
Okay.
Even more reason for it to be digital.
And well, this is what I was going to say, is the digital thing covers the entire ball?
I would think so.
Because the ball is not round. Unlike every other ball, where if you put the sensor in the center and you say the diameter is...
Yeah, but you would still be able to...
I think it keeps the ball's shape in mind with the technology.
Yeah.
Carson just walked in. We're talking about guy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean...
I'm thrilled I wrapped up my meeting for this. No, I'm kidding.
Once again, we're talking about balls.
Yep, there it is.
Can we go really hard this season with gambling?
I'm
thinking about being much more sophisticated this year.
I want to come in every day and that be the first thing we talk about and the last thing we talk about.
That'll be our team building exercise.
Yeah. I think we need
that means I can sleep late. Thanks,
go
guys.
About it with we need to have a plan.
Yeah.
And I think we all have our own strengths in different sports. Like, I am an expert at WNBA betting.
Okay, WNBA, I got a 50% boost for today.
What you do is you make money by doing what I tell you to do. I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
And I am putting these little readers on. I don't need them. Okay.
You have readers?
Dude, I'm at the point now where not only do I have readers, I have broken ones.
Yeah, like, that's what's amazing.
Like, what? I'm at that point. Mm-hmm. Like it's like Revenge of the Nerds over here. All right, so WNBA, are you serious or are you just punking playing with me?
Wait, do you have your readers on too? What are we doing?
Oh, wow. This show got so
old. God dang it. Stop it.
You guys got inducted into the Country Eater Hall of Fame. And suddenly, you became Mr. Magoo.
I don't want to be in the Hall of Fame because people will think we're old as you get your peepers out of your pocket.
All right. I'm just saying, listen.
All right. So, what do I do? What am I looking at?
Today's a big day.
Okay.
For WNBA.
Oh, is it?
There are three games happening at
the same time?
Cool your Jets.
Okay.
Four games. Holy
what?
Man.
They have eight teams?
Do you want to win money or not?
Yes. Yes. What do
Don't
I do?
Mock the process.
Then I want you to zip it and click it.
Okay. What am I doing?
Don't get it. Score on your ticket. Cash your ticket.
All right. So you're going to bet the under, except for this one. All right, for Indiana, you got to go the over usually.
Okay.
Is Caitlin back?
I don't know. Have to look.
Okay, so the over-under for the first quarter is 45.
How do you do that on the first quarter?
Kind of high. It's at the top. You can do like new player props and players. It's at the top where you can scroll around.
Okay, I'm scrolling.
And you'll see halves and quarters and all that kind of stuff.
Hit quarters,
and then you can pull up. You can bet on each quarter, the over under or the spread.
Okay, so
or who's just going to money line it
on the first quarter? What do I do?
45 is kind of that dangerous one. They're all dangerous. What am I getting? They get it so close. Vegas knows.
Okay, so what is a safer? Safer over? Like 42?
Oh, where you can alternate spread it?
Yeah, I'm going to do the alternate.
If you're going to do 42, I would do over 42. You could do that.
Well, what about 42 and a half?
Yeah, I'll do that one too. You doing 42 and a half?
Yeah, I'm going to go 42
and a half. I'll do 42 and a half. You're going over 42 and a half.
This is a great podcast.
It's fantastic. You know, I can't tell you. I'm sitting in the room.
Don't do that. Don't do that bet. Man, we'll make 84 cents. Actually, if you do a $2 bet, you make 84 cents. I do 50 cent bets.
So.
Okay, you're going to make 51 cents. Okay, you're going to make one cent.
Then I'm just out on this whole thing. I'm done.
I am ready, though, for college football, man.
I think Caitlin's still out.
Is she still out? Yeah. It's going to get to the point where we can bet on high school games.
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be so great.
Dude, you can already do that
great.
If you want.
What?
You just got to get some boys together and throw some wagers down.
I got you. Well,
you guys are going to start a text thread with that.
We got some boys here.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a text thread last year with college football.
Oh, yeah.
I usually give D my picks first thing Saturday morning.
I would give them mine, and they would ignore them.
Well, because Bubba bets
on crazy normally
I'd
feel
things.
Left out. Thank you for not including me on that.
You know, you can go in your app and see like how much money you've made over your whole lifetime on the app.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
And how much you've lost.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Here's
the deal. You don't have to get on that scale.
So you click on your thing, and then you look at what?
I forget. Man, I finally finished up these. So we did postcards for kids that are going back to school.
I have a couple late entries for you to do later, by the way.
Geez, people. Yeah, I did this all day yesterday.
2 days.
Two days. It's fun to see all the different, you know, where they come from, different parts of the country and stuff. But some people would send us. So what do you guys think about this? So if you have a family and they have like three kids and they name off all the kids.
It's one card.
It's one card, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have done three cards.
Oh, man.
It's one card.
My hand's cramping.
No, because it's one. It goes on the fridge.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. And I call it like the Smith boys or whatever.
I wanted it to be individual to each
it's
child.
It's one because we're paying for the postage.
Oh, yeah, there's another one.
Yeah, that's on you.
So we're paying for the postage, and there's 10
and the
kids,
cards.
And it's going to the same address.
Yep.
One card.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
budget.
One card. Now, I did. There
okay,
were,
whoa. Garrett. No. Garrett, you are a twin. How would you have felt if you got twin birthday cards?
He was used
That's
to it.
That's how we always
did.
Did
you? You got one card
we
for
got
both
one,
of you?
One birthday party, one present, one
oh,
card.
Oh, how are you not more messed up?
So you open it up, and one side is for his brother, and the other side is for him.
We shared a cell phone for like 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, remember, he just met his dad last week.
How, wait, what?
It's a joke.
Oh, what?
I was like, really?
What's the difference?
No, no, no. Talk about that on the show?
No. It's just a joke that we have that he doesn't actually know his dad. He knows his dad.
Okay.
It's just a larger joke.
I just rarely talk to him.
Right.
Yeah. Is it because of the phone thing? You got to like put your hand up to the glass and he puts his hand up to the glass?
No, but that was an interesting experience because we got phones probably seventh grade. And so we had to share one until we were into high school. And I'd be like, hey, Brian, can I text my girlfriend real quick? And he'd, you know, pass me the phone. And he'd be like, oh, I think my girlfriend texted me. So I'd have to pass it back to him. And
it'd be
confusing.
This seems very sitcom-y.
Yeah.
Especially when we're texting with, I want to type the letter C and I have to press it three times. And then.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah. On one of those slide phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Man, I also think your whole situation is a sitcom. So they're identical twins, so identical that they can't commit a crime, or you can commit a crime, but you can't be prosecuted because there is always going to be a benefit of the doubt for DNA evidence as to which one of you it is because you're so identical, they can't tell the difference.
And you always bring this up, but I don't buy it. I don't think
I don't either.
I don't either.
You
someone's going to
that.
Jail if someone dies, right?
You told me that, though.
It was on an episode of Law & Order SVU.
A TV
Why
show.
Would I not believe that? I don't think they'd lie
How
to me.
How would I Google this? Can twins...
commit a crime.
No, it's super mega... What do you call the most...
Come on, Bubba. Can't you call one of your 20 cop buddies?
And... By the way, I'm $1,190.20 in the hole, historically...
Ooh.
I'm $2,000 up.
Oh. I'm $1,100 over the life of my adventure on the app. I was I've spent $1,100.
Okay, I get it. That's not great. However, think about how much entertainment they brought.
I've gotten tons of fun.
There you go. This says yes. Twins, like any other individuals, can commit. What did I ask? Oh, I asked, can twins commit a crime? Like an idiot.
Okay, what kind of twins do you guys call yourselves?
Identical? I don't
no, but you said we're the most identical.
You had a name
for
it.
Yeah, polydactyl.
Did I? I don't know.
Polydactyl.
What did the whole
they share all of their genes, most of the identifying marks, and are always of the same sex. Despite having all evidence and abundant witnesses of crimes, the police sometimes find no way to allow the criminals to get away when it comes to identical twins.
Like, I had to rent a car this weekend, and we drove 5 hours, and they say, like, oh, you're the only person who's allowed to drive the car. But, I mean, Brian was with me, and I was tired, so I was
we ain't playing around that.
If you get pulled over, I'll just toss you my license, and you'll be me for a second.
That guy ain't going to know.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, how would he know? No, he's not going to know.
Monozygotic twins are you guys, the most identical.
That's us, monozygotic.
So... Newer DNA sequencing techniques like massive parallel sequencing are emerging that can identify minute genetic differences between identical twins. So they're saying now prosecutors can pinpoint the guilty twin.
Oh, did you know that your fingerprints are different?
I did know that, but it doesn't matter because iPhone has since moved away from the fingerprint technology and I can get into his phone with my face now. And it works every time.
It's so weird.
It is so weird.
Can you imagine being able to open somebody else's phone?
I mean, I just can't imagine there's another person who's literally looks just like you.
Yeah. I have an interesting perspective on life, I think.
And you've never, like, you ever get like a feeling and like you call him and he's like, man, I can't believe you just called at the right time.
I got in a car accident a couple weeks ago and he had no idea that I did, but somehow he just pulled up to the spot and he was like, that's so weird. I needed to go get gas and I was coming to this gas station.
And he was the location of the same place you were.
That's when he saw you.
It's not far from our house, but like it was just weird that he needed gas at that time and he pulled up.
Yeah, to get that urge at the time that you had just gotten in that accident.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm gonna call on this one.
I'm gonna allow this. I'm gonna give it a 51%.
He could have gotten gas at any time. There are 24 hours in a day and 60 minutes per hour. He could have gone at any given time, but he went at the exact time that his brother was at the gas station in a car accident.
Right?
Dude.
I know, it's crazy.
We have the same dreams sometimes.
Do you really?
Yeah. It hasn't happened in a while, but it's definitely happened.
Hmm.
Don't know what that means, but
I think it's also weird that it's the two of you and your girlfriend. Does he have a girlfriend right now?
No, he's like clinically single too. Like he...
What does that mean?
He just can't find... It's rough out. I mean,
is he looking?
I say perpetually single.
Okay.
That's how I describe it.
Yes, because there was somebody we wanted him to go out with and he wouldn't do it.
He's also just really picky too. And
dude, the same girls like you like him?
No. I don't know... Even though we are, what was the word?
Monozygotic.
Monozygotic. We are very different. We are very different. We have like a little bit of difference in our face. And
you seem a bit more street than he does.
Street.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what D's definition of street is.
Like I'm harder?
Edge. Now on the other end, I don't really know Brian that well.
Yeah.
Like I get around Brian and I want to talk to him like I would talk to you, but I know I can't because y'all are different people. And I'm like,
he's always been way more emotional than I was growing up. Like I remember we were playing football in the yard and there was a giant light post in the middle of the yard and I got pushed into it and hit my head really hard on this light post. And I kind of, you know, and he starts crying because he's like, no, Garrett, no, is he okay? And I'm like, Brian, I'm fine.
Wait, what?
He cried on your behalf.
He cried on my behalf. He was always a crier. He was always a worrier. My mom used to get him like this worry stone for Christmas every year that he could rub.
Wait, a worry stone?
It's this little thing that you can just rub when you're worried. It's like a stress ball, but
kind of like rosary.
Kind of like rosary beads. Anxiety.
Where the heck is Bubba going?
I think there are other things that you can rub to help you with all that.
Easy. But he just was always more emotional, and I was always more even-keeled, and, you know.
Yeah, you're not an outwardly emotional person.
And it's still true today. You know, he lets his emotions get the best.
Did he cry when you got in a wreck?
No, but he definitely freaked out a little bit more than I did.
So he's almost like an overzealous mom, kind of? Like, oh, my gosh.
He's a worrier. That's what I would say.
Well, my God. Well, of course he is. Y'all gave him a rock.
Charlie Brown Halloween. I got a rock.
One day I'll show you guys this video, unless I've already shown it to you. But we used to play football in our basement as kids, And this was when like the first generation iPod Touch with the camera came out. So we would put the iPod up against the wall and film us playing just to see if we got 2 feet in bounds or was I down?
Yeah,
you
know,
we could go review the play.
Okay.
We would hit each other with giant exercise balls. And one time he hit me way too hard and I flew into the wall and my knee went through the wall and put a hole in the wall. And we got it on film. And he starts freaking out going, oh my God, we're dead. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead. We got to tell dad. We got to tell dad. And then I kind of, you know, that's calmly go, Brian, shh. It's okay.
We don't know our dad.
Yeah. So that's how you're more street. Yeah.
But I'll show you that video. I have it and I will never get rid of it.
Hey, I found worry stones online. They're just smooth rocks.
Can we sell these? How much are those going for?
Sure. Yeah. This one has 50 varieties of worry stones.
Here's what we do. We give them, we order them, we have them shipped to my brother. He has his laser engraver, and then we do like either the 17 logo or the Big D and Bubba logo, and we put them up on our site.
Branded worry stones.
Look, if you're already so far that you're going to buy a worry stone,
yeah,
fine. Put a 17 on it. Let's go.
By the way, I don't think they work.
Oh. If you're going to worry,
worry with Big D. What? It's entirely new information.
Wait, you're making it really hard to make money off of this, dude.
But witches float, right?
By the way, thanks for showing me running down the hall. You need a camera in your room. If you're going to show me running, you have to have a little camera.
So worry stones are made of their 2-inch wide polished hermaphrodite.
Hematite.
I added both parts in there. Worry stones quality. Literally. Discounts available. But they're in the shape of an oval, kind of thumb size indention on them,
like river stones.
Yeah, it's exactly like you would skip it. It's like when you kind of rub your thumb, like,
yeah,
like, you know, when your finger gets burned on your thumb, and you kind of keep rubbing it because it feels kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the same thing. So you could just burn your thumb.
Long story short.
$12, by the way, for these.
Having a twin is great. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Always have someone to throw the ball with.
Carson, Glenda wants to know, Carson, are you going to see Dateline when they come to Nashville? Is Dateline coming to town?
Yeah, they're doing the live. No, I used to work there. What are they? Show up again?
Flex.
Yeah.
Really. I love that.
I used to work at Dateline.
Who's going to be here? Is it Mike? Oh, no. I can't see Mike.
What do they do? Like, they're doing a touring show?
Yeah, I didn't read the whole thing about it. I've got my crime friends who are very excited about this, but it's... So I think, yeah, Dateline Live. They do crime cons, and I think this is just Dateline said, oh, we could just do a straight Dateline. Like, people come and...
Isn't a con a crime?
Yes. But people are excited. But I don't know. I'm a little weird to, like, give money to Dateline.
I mean, Nashville's already got Predators, so...
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep. You're welcome.
Soon we'll have a tunnel.
And a tunnel.
Dude. You know. Okay, so let's go into the conspiracy stuff.
No, I'm good.
Okay, if you don't know, the Boring Company, which is Elon Musk's tunneling company.
Boring.
It's brilliantly named.
Yep.
Because what's more boring than just making tunnels?
Nope.
And they bore. But anyway, they're doing a tunnel from downtown to the airport. It's like, what, 5 miles?
Eight.
8 miles. So they're going to do that, and it's going to reduce traffic is the whole thing. But they're talking about, what, millions of dollars to build this. It's all going to be done with private money, which is what got me. I'm like, who's going to benefit if it's private money? There's got to be money in there somewhere. So it made me think that this has to be like super secret government.
But don't you
plans.
Have to be like a Tesla vehicle owner? There's something Tesla involved in it.
Yeah, doesn't the Tesla, don't they drive themselves through it?
Yeah, they do.
The Tesla's driving.
So you can't just take any car through it. So how's this helping traffic again?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm sure what they're going to be doing is having these revolving Teslas that you just get into, and that's the train to get you to the spot.
But have they said how much that's going to cost?
I don't know.
How much to do the thing?
Yeah.
Well, the one in Vegas, I think it's I think it's $9.
Okay, so where are you going to park downtown to then do that, to get on their little Tesla train?
It's coming. It's going into a parking garage.
Okay.
They have a state-owned parking garage where they're starting.
Yeah, it's by the Capitol, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Rosa Parks.
And so it's going to, they'll be parking there.
All right. Yeah.
And then so like it's mainly for tourists, I guess, too, that the tourist then makes their way from their hotel to the parking garage there, gets into the Tesla tunnel and goes, right? Because wasn't that what it was supposed to be for?
Or the other way around. I'm sure they'll have, like, you're going to have car rental places pop up all around there, I would think. Regular cars. So you could go from the airport to downtown, get out, walk on the streets, and then go rent a car. That way you have a car that you can, that's in the parking garage, and you can drive it while you're visiting, and then go back, just like you would an airport.
Yeah, I'm looking at, so it says that there's anywhere from 26,000 to 35,000 EVs in the Tennessee total.
Oh,
so you figure that number is going to be mainly in the Nashville area, I would assume. You know, probably half of that is at least Nashville. So you got 13,000.
Yeah, but do they not provide them? If it's a privatized thing building the tunnel, are they not also providing the vehicles?
That's what I was going to ask. But then also, who else benefits? Because they're going to have other, didn't they say they're going to have other entrances to get into the tunnel? And if so, where are these entrances going to be? I really think some super secret government thing underground.
I have a question about the tunnel itself, because you have to blast everything in this area in order to have any sort of depth. Everything's on bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be that easy to just make a tunnel?
Yeah.
Those 7 miles?
For them, it is. I saw they can do a mile a week with the boring tunnel or the boring company's stuff. I mean, that's crazy. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. But I would like to be able to do it. I want to get it. Because the Vegas one looks so cool. Have you seen it?
I've
seen the videos, and I'm like, that looks fun. It's like a Disney ride.
Yeah, you don't touch anything. You just does it all by itself. But I don't
know.
Like
the people mover.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just another thing. Just keep our taxes low.
Yeah, well, again, it's not funded by anybody.
There's a catch somewhere.
There is a catch. Somebody's going to be making. They don't do stuff. They don't.
Nothing's free.
Right. You don't give away money. So somebody. That's what I'm saying.
Remember billionaires used to, though. Remember billionaires? Like, they used to build libraries and stuff. Like, that was like a big thing in the 1800s.
It was an ego thing. So
was great. But that's how they showed their status, was doing that.
Well, it was also to make up for the lack of labor practices.
Carnegie Hall, they
would write it off, though. So they weren't giving it away.
Did they have write-offs in the 1800s?
They did.
I don't know.
We had a tax code. We had all this kind of crazy stuff.
I watched The Gilded Age. That's the only reason I know. That's why I'm asking.
I have a very wealthy friend who builds schools and names them in honor of, like, his mother and different people that have passed. And, I mean, so he does these private schools and things, and it's an ego thing, I think.
Yeah, put your name on a building. I mean, that's how you endow things to the university.
I was going to say university endowments are the same deal.
First federal income tax was introduced to fund the Civil War in 1861. Thank you, everyone. Good night. It would be great if a guy, a comedian, all he does is give
facts,
historical facts.
So that's basically Justin Nunley.
I love Justin.
He's the best.
I would like to get him here. You know what? We got to call him. He has one of those boring company flamethrowers, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't it?
I wouldn't know. I couldn't afford something like that.
Yeah, they're not that expensive, actually.
Yeah, they really weren't. It was some. Let's see if. Are you going to try or me?
No, I'm trying to get out of here, so you can call him.
Can we maybe set this up for like another time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for lunch. So, I mean,
man, look at y'all.
I know, man.
All right,
he did something where he like somebody needed a kidney, and he's like, can we get him a kidney in an hour? He's like enjoying the newfound like reach, I guess.
Yeah.
He like tries to test it. Like, all right, guy, we need a part on this GTO. They don't make them anymore. Bet we can get it. He likes to.
Listen, did you know that if you're hearing this, then that means You're not reaching me? Well, at least not right now.
I mean, it's already reaching to his voicemail.
Leave messages, tone. I'll call you back. Or I won't. Okay. I don't know. It's a fun game of wait and see.
That is so you. Hey, what's going on? It's Big D and Bubba. We just wanted to call and talk to you about your flamethrower, and we wanted to talk about, you know, all that. So, anyway.
And also, I think you got a kidney or something. Somebody gave you a kidney or...
Yeah, who'd you get a kidney for and from?
I think it was a kidney. Might have been... I don't know.
I'm also stalling right now because I know a lot of iPhone users read their screen to see who's leaving them a message.
I bet you're reading this right now, loser.
And you're thinking to yourself... Listen, don't call me unless you text first.
Also, do you need to tell somebody to leave a message after the tone? Like, don't we all know to do that?
And also, right. Also, you did like a shtick on your voicemail. Yeah. I was thinking, just go, hey, beep, you know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Hey, it's been a minute now.
We're
I don't
just
think
critiquing
you're gonna
it at this point.
Yeah.
Bye.
Call us back. We'll let you know you're doing wrong.
Okay.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay. Done.
I did that when I heard that. Leave a message at the tone. What? What?
Like, it should just ring and just go beep.
I think
like,
that's what my voicemail might do. Then
nothing. I have one. It's like you have reached. And it's just
if you call me, it's me in middle school.
Really?
That's from the phone that I shared with my brother.
I want to
hear that.
Frankie's
too. You call
him.
My son.
Call Garrett.
Hear.
Don't answer. Don't.
We're gonna call Garrett.
I'm gonna hear his voicemail. Can you call him?
Bubba? Oh, yeah. I didn't realize you wanted me
Four
to
of us
it.
Are having a conversation. He's just...
No, I'm
you,
just...
You got me back in. I was about trying to leave.
Trying to get out, then, but now we're here.
And then you're like, huh?
All right.
What?
Don't answer. Prepare to hear my voice, but a couple octaves different.
God, are we going to be able to hear anything?
Can't wait to hear it.
Hey, it's Gear Fresh. I'll call you back.
That's it.
At least
I like it.
Say,
it's efficient.
I like the.
I just say, you know, leave a message at the tone or anything.
No, I like.
At least
I'll
you didn't do
back.
The old hello.
Oh, I hate
hang on a second.
I
hang on a second. I can't hear you. I got you. Hang on. Put it on speaker. Gotcha. Okay. What's up? Hello.
We called someone recently on the show that had that where we thought that they had answered the phone. I don't remember who it was though.
Oh man,
it was so annoying.
Hang on. I'm putting my earbuds in.
That's a good one.
There
has to be all kinds of different foibles.
Hello, I tried speakerphone. I tried my earbuds.
Wait a second, my ear pressure's low.
Message at the beep.
Looks like I got 50 miles left. Go. Hello. Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Are we done? Are you ready to go and start your weekends, everyone?
I still got to go back to work, so we're fine.
Yeah, I mean, I still got stuff to do.
For those of you who would like to stick around for the Christopher Titus interview, that is after this closing jingle. Right here.
Hi, this is Garrett. Leave a message.
Hi, this is Garrett.
Fresh.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Still need to get a camera.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Get a remix of this.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I'm sorry.
Comedian Christopher Titus joining us. What's up, man? Good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, for God's sakes.
I hear that you did not sleep well last night.
It's not that I didn't sleep well. We flew in from L.A., and then I made the mistake of having the amazing plane wine. While I was on the plane, because you can't, there's no sommelier on Delta.
Yeah.
You can't.
there's not?
You don't have a Riesling? You just can't say that. They just go here.
Yeah, and then, take this.
And it's got a weird oil foam on the top, and you're like, what wine is this exactly? Just shut up and drink it. That's where we're at.
10W30.
That's where we're at now.
Don't they, haven't they moved to like wine in cans and stuff, or no?
No, but that would be better, because then I know it wasn't an open container, basically. Just a thing, something they corked back in May.
Yes, right. Yes, exactly.
Hopefully, you didn't have anyone on your flight. Remember the people who like take their shoes off.
You know, my daughter's a music artist, and she actually put something on her Instagram. She just looks in and she goes, "To all you people walking around this plane with no shoes on, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you? When did we become this thing that there's no rules anymore?
Yeah."
You know, I want to go back to all us wearing suits and hats. Let's just go back to wearing hats.
My son had that same conversation with me the other day. He said, Dad, I wish we dressed like they did back in the day. I'm like, it starts with you, dude.
Yeah.
You guys are the trendsetters.
She's got a tank top on and flip-flops. You know, if only people were better. What are you doing?
I want to be forced to start smoking cigarettes again. And like, just kind of feel the pressure of, you want one? All right.
And my woman waiting with a martini the second I get home as I open the door.
Where's the smoking section? Oh, it's right there beyond this two-foot wall.
Exactly. Christopher Titus playing Zane tonight and Saturday. Nashville. We'll talk more with Christopher on the way next second. Christopher Titus is a comedian that I don't like now. I just realized he just told me.
It took me one break?
Yeah, that's it.
He said, he goes, yeah, we're talking about airplanes and stuff. He goes, I flew with the Blue Angels once.
You pulled a Band-Aid.
I have a story about this.
Yeah, we do too.
But before you go on, we have been invited to fly with the Blue Angels, with the Red Arrows, with the Thunderbirds. We've been invited to fly with everybody. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're too heavy.
We don't fit. It doesn't. It fits on our schedule.
You want to go? And then you go, here's my measurements. And they go,
stop asking,
so
actually.
This is what has happened.
That's weird. Like fighter jet Tinder. You guys get swiped. They keep swiping.
What I would like to say is thank you for destroying a myth, a very long-standing myth around here. So Big D, every time it comes up, he goes, oh, yeah, they told me I was too tall.
Yeah.
I'm too tall. What are you, Big D?
6'3".
And Christopher, how tall are you?
6'2". So maybe that's their limit. I literally think that is their limit.
Was Bubba's fault?
facial hair.
Too round.
This had too much earwax. Can't do it.
Your eyes are asymmetrical. Dang, sorry.
You know what? Because you're thinner, you look taller than him. That's not fair.
It's
an optical illusion.
Did you enjoy it?
Like it.
Flying?
I actually, two things happened. I vomited like a crazy man in the plane.
Yeah, yes. Good.
And
good
then job. I actually, they got me to pass out doing a carrier break. So I'm on the plane. Now, I made the mistake of having a big breakfast. Not too big of a breakfast, but it was in a, you know, the Residence Inn, and they had stuff out. So I was like, I'm going to go.
Because
you got to be ready to fly the plane. And I get on the plane, and there's video of a camera on you the whole time. And so there's a video. They give me the video. These guys thought it was hilarious because I'm a tough car guy, you know, and I'm just like, in this little bag. And the guy keeps screaming, do not puke into my helmet. Because I guess a lot of people grab their helmet, the vaccine helmet, and go, and so he kept screaming that. And at one point, he goes, I puke like four times. And he goes, you want to go back? I'm like, nah, I'm clear now. I'm like, why would I leave now? So we start flying, and then the last thing we do is a carrier break. And they tell you to squeeze your legs. You know, they give you a lot of stuff that you have to do to keep the blood up in your head because the thing is pulling so many G's. And he does this turn. It was literally like, it was like a 180 at 600 miles an hour, whatever it was, and everything just went. Whoop, and you can see the video. I just go, ha, ha.
I've never blacked out like that. Is it just like in the video games? Like you did with your hands, like everything closing.
Yeah, there's
in.
It was dark circle just came in. It was like on Instagram when I had got a cineramic a frame on me. It just went and everything just went away.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And then I tried to go on Conan. I did Conan O'Brien a couple months after that, and I was in it, and I showed the video, and I made Conan very mad. Because I started directing the show. I started going, just show the video of me vomiting.
Hey, do you mind? I'm over here.
I know your name's on the marquee. Well, but
hey, you can check Christopher Titus out, Zanies, Nashville Zanies, tonight and tomorrow. Also, check him out. He's got an awesome podcast as well. Catch all that and where he's going to be touring as well, ChristopherTitus.com.
New show, Doomed to Repeat. My family's been here since 1635.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Like in the States?
Yeah.
Here this very
my family's been in North America since 1635, and guess what? We own nothing. No, there's no Titus Bank, there's no Titus Land, you know, like there's no inventions. I'm the most successful Titus, and I'm only doing one show at Zany's. Like that's it's such a bad.
Yeah, they don't know what happened to them. They're
we
gone.
Don't know. I don't know. They was here. Now they're not.
Who knows? Dude, it's good to see you. Congrats on everything, and we'll see you at the show again. You can check out more at ChristopherTitus.com.